Well,
how do you feel about it all? Because we're all a bit gutted for you, I think.
Yeah, I think a bit of an anticlimax, really. You know, I must be honest, there's been a few sleepless nights and what have you, sort of thinking about the possibility of getting that 1,000 runs. And, you know, the more articles you read and the more you hear of some of those illustrious cricketing names that have achieved it, you know, you start to pinch yourself and think, wow, it would be really great if I could be one of them. And I think now I've only got myself to blame, really, because I feel like I could have got it in the last game. And had I been a bit more ruthless and not as complacent, although it's hard to criticise myself for complacency at this stage, but I think if I'm hypercritical, I could have got it in the last game. So I think, you don't want to leave it to the last minute. But as ever, England's let me down with the weather.
What did you think on the toss yesterday? I mean, how much were you looking at that moment and then afterwards thinking, hey, you know, the chances are now slipping away?
Yeah, you know, I was nervous, a little bit nervous and what have you. I wanted to have a bat first, of course, you know, but I think the bigger picture is there's a game to win here, you know, and as much as these records do, they sort of get in the way in some ways, don't they? I wasn't aware of this record starting out the season, and the fact that I've got so close is probably testament and something that I should, you know, pat myself on the back for getting so close. So I think that's been great. Look, I did think that, you know, had 2 days gone past, I definitely would have thought I had a bat, you know, given that, you know, the weather and stuff like that. You know, it's not been many games where 2 days have gone and the other team hasn't had a bat yet. So I think I've been quite unlucky.
Were you looking at the forecast this morning?
So a few guys just mentioned it. I try to sort of keep clear. And I think if you start getting caught up in these peripheral things, you know, I think at the end of the day, there was 59 runs to get. And just having a bat doesn't mean you're going to get those 59 runs, you know. But I actually, funny enough, felt really good out there in the sort of 20 minutes I was having a hit there. And I thought, you know, if I keep going this way, you know, I really feel like today's the day. I felt mentally quite relaxed, actually. And, you know, I thought I would have been quite tense and very nervous, but I actually felt very relaxed out there today, which is a good sign for me.
And I suppose what you'd like to do at the end of the season is actually look back and say, yes, I missed it, but what this season has done is it's kicked on my career. I've taken a big step forward.
Yeah, look, I'll be quite frank with you. You know, going back to the beginning of the season again and all the years of building up to this point, you know, this 1,000 runs is by no means the goal. You know, I've always set myself up and worked very hard to be a successful test batsman. That's been my goal since I was very small, and that hasn't changed. And I've worked incredibly hard this winter to challenge myself in tough conditions to make sure that, you know, when you're at the top of the innings, it is tough and, you know, you've got to get through it. And I pay a lot of testament to that hard work to get me the runs that I have in what's been quite difficult conditions. And, you know, the work doesn't stop now. There's a lot more to do. And if I can be the next cab off the rank and, who knows, get a winter tour place or something, that'd be fantastic.
Have you spoken to your parents?
I have, yeah. No, they've been very supportive. It's been great. I think, you know, it is disappointing because it would have put the icing on the cake had they been here, had I got it. And, you know, I was, I suppose, you know, you're trying to think too far ahead, but I did sort of think, gee, if I get it, my parents here, it'd be great, because I don't see them a huge amount. You know, they don't come over all that much, and they've come from South Africa. So it would have been a great moment. And I think, yeah, quietly, I'm disappointed inside, because, you know, really, I sort of felt the Durham game, you know, it was there for the taking. And, you know, I've led it to this game, which I have been unlucky with the rain. But, you know, with England, you can never take anything for granted, can you?
I think the general attitude is congratulations on what you've achieved.
Thank you very much.
Just may finish off about the match situation.
Yeah, look, I thought we've done incredibly well to come back from what was a tough day, tough first day yesterday, I've got to be honest. You know, it was attritional, I think is probably the word I would use. You know, it was quite slow. The wicket is slow, so it wasn't easy scoring for them. But, you know, I think what we said to ourselves is, you know, things can change very quickly. You know, they didn't get away from us yesterday. We've come back in here and we said to ourselves, you know, remembering what happened last year, you know, once three or four wickets have gone down, you can get through them. So that's something that we were quite confident about. And it's great that we've actually managed to do that. And I think massive testament to Pete Trigo. I mean, he's been an absolute stalwart this year, and the amount of overs he's bowled, you know, has been fantastic, and the way he keeps going has been great. And I think, you know, I owe a lot of thanks to him.
All right. I've tried to avoid saying bad luck, but bad luck.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, Jack. Cheers.
Do you think, Nick, you